Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we are actively engaged in dialogue. We promote discussions. We promote an examination of various security issues. We look at having these conferences and being actively engaged in having an open dialogue where all of these factors can be taken into account. As a member and as someone who is actively involved here at the NATO Association of Canada, what do you think we should do in order to educate the public more about the Syrian crisis and issues that are ongoing in Turkey?
Well, what I think is the most important is what you touched on, keeping an open dialogue and providing as much information as possible, and also in a way where it's easy to consume. We're living in an age right now where the least amount of space that you take in order to express yourself will be picked up more likely. But what I think we could also particularly learn from Europe and with the different nations there dealing with the crisis, and they did not have the same privilege as Canada in terms of preparing itself and having these types of discussions and conferences in order to exchange information. We could also think about educating and creating opportunities for these refugees as well. No matter what, there's going to be a cultural difference. And I would say that countries such as Canada, the US, and Australia are actually a lot better in being able to facilitate a numerous amount of refugees coming in, because by definition, we are countries primarily made up of immigrants. We are extremely multicultural. We already have many ethnicities residing within one nation, speaking different languages, exhibiting their cultural behaviors and practices openly. These are not things that they have to shy away from. In fact, there will always be a community that they can involve themselves with and share those similarities with. I think that is the biggest difference when it comes to countries within Europe. Although European nations have a huge amount of immigrants as well, by nature, they are a lot more homogeneous and they have a lot longer history with those set nations, those set cultural customs, observations, languages, festivals. There's so many things that are very different from different groups within Syria, whether that be Christians or Muslims. It doesn't matter. You are growing up in a different country and you don't necessarily understand the new country that you are coming into. And I'm not even setting blame with the European nations for not having that extra barrier or educational experience with the refugees coming in and teaching them about their nation, because as I said, they were not allotted that time. They were not able to prepare. Only after there were instances did they realize that perhaps that could have been a measure that they had put in. And that is a reality. Whenever you're going to be dealing with immigrants or refugees, asylum seekers coming from different countries, different cultural backgrounds, you have to have that healthy exchange of information, whether it's them educating us on their practices and how to observe them and how to be respectful when communicating with them, versus what it is for them to communicate with that set population too. European women obviously are going to dress quite differently, and there are different mannerisms, and there's also different cultural dress for festivals. They can be a lot more liberal, although of course not for all. I'm sure it wouldn't be a complete shock as Western media reaches very wide. But it's very different when you're dealing with it now all in front of you, and it's tangible. And on top of that, most refugees are still in a very desperate state, and that's something that I think is also not necessarily addressed. Yes, these countries are taking them in, but they are overloaded. Most of these camps are going to be overloaded. Anyone that is connected with a job, I would consider to be very lucky. It's not going to be for every single person that is there. So people who are in a desperate state are going to behave in a desperate manner. And whenever instances do arise, it's going to create a conflict between these two groups of people now. And what I think is the most important part about dealing with those types of situations is to ensure that media reporting is accurate. There are many instances where they might either underplay what has occurred, or they might actually go in the other direction and report on it in an extreme manner where it then causes a frenzy, which will only worsen the situation. There is such a delicate balance, such a delicate line, and that's where I see the greatest role for associations such as NATO. Because we don't have the same pressures as media groups and journalists, where you do kind of have to sell that headline, you do have certain levels of your communication that you are expected to meet and to cause attention and to bring more viewers. Associations and organizations don't have those same pressures. And they can either contact people to give them the real information, people that are on the ground. So it's going to also come from someone who's experiencing themselves or is in a power position where they are able to report on what is truly going on, such as the speakers that we had during our Syrian crisis and Turkey conference. These are people that are there, they have been going between the different refugee camps, and they can truly provide real ideas that might actually help the people that are in these desperate situations.
Oftentimes, if you overload an area, a small area, with a huge amount of refugees, those in need of assistance, if they're not provided with adequate resources, that will lead to conflict, that will lead to problems. So I would suggest to various individuals involved in the process of assisting these refugees to ensure that you not only provide the refugees with what they need, but you provide them with an understanding of the resources that are made available to them. Now, even if they're limited, at least providing these individuals with something is better than providing them with nothing. And I think Canada is doing a good job up to now in terms of admitting as many refugees as possible in a short period of time. The next thing to look at is to examine what should be done in terms of helping the children. There are a lot of Syrian families coming over with kids. And now here in Canada, we have a great system where we have well-known universities and colleges and schools. But on top of that, I do want to address that these kids do need the teachers oftentimes to understand their circumstances. It's one thing for instructors and teachers to teach those who were born here, but it's another thing to be a scholar or an academic or a professor or a teacher and to teach someone who doesn't necessarily have the understanding of English. English is a new language to a lot of these Syrian refugees. So I think that a strong program geared towards educating these refugees when it comes to learning English, I think there need to be more programs that are geared towards not only improving the language, improving the skills that these refugees are required to understand English. You need to learn English before you can complete a university or a college degree or go to trade school. You need to complete that degree in order to get a good job. So all of these steps need to be put in place. And at the same time, you made a valid point when you discussed some of the work that the NATO Association of Canada is doing. We are very actively involved in educating the public about various humanitarian efforts, about various issues, and about different things that are happening around the world. And the beauty behind our association is that we are different from various media that's out there. Oftentimes you'll see bias in media, and that comes down to the reporter being told what to say, what not to say. As opposed to here, we encourage an open dialogue. And that's why we have these conferences, roundtables, and events, because we want to engage the public in an open discussion about these issues. And I think it's important to look at both sides, to look at the pros and the cons. Because if you focus on just one side, then you restrict yourself, you limit yourself to looking through something with only one perspective. And in order to understand the other side, you have to listen to various opinions. You need to take into account the opinions that experts have. People have an opinion about the Syrian refugee crisis. But before you can really understand the challenges, the humanitarian challenges, and the security challenges associated and affiliated with helping the Syrian refugees, you need to listen to various scholars, academics, experts, people who are affiliated with helping these refugees. You need to look at some of the policies that the government has implemented in order to assist in these humanitarian issues. Now, without looking at the various policies that have been implemented, without looking at the opinions of various experts, without becoming more educated, and without becoming actively involved in these conferences and these roundtables, you won't be as educated as you should be. And that's something that the NATO Association of Canada is heavily involved in, is encouraging members of the community to have a voice, to be a part of the dialogue, to learn more about what is happening around the world. And I have to say that as a result of being a part of the NATO Association of Canada, I've become more educated in these issues, specifically the Syrian refugee crisis. And the last conference that we attended, we had an opportunity to learn more about the speakers. And Dr. Mehmet Guluglu successfully completed various training programs in primary health care, humanitarian health benefits, and various European Union projects. He also participated in various humanitarian aid activities within non-governmental organizations as well. So that was a good speaker to have, considering the fact that he's had extensive experience in this area. Sophia, as an active citizen within the community, you've been heavily involved in various volunteer work and a lot of community initiatives. What would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in becoming more involved in European Union projects, along with various humanitarian efforts that are out there?
Well, it all depends on what your passion really is and what issue or cause not necessarily even relates to you, but really stirs you up, that either irritates you, makes you angry, or creates a lot of empathy. Whatever gives you that strong reaction, that's something that you should involve yourself in, because that means you will be interested and you will be a lot more willing to lend your time and your assistance to that issue. But what I think when we're speaking from the Canadian perspective, and something that I only saw discussed in a handful of articles when we were going through the first few weeks of welcoming refugees to Canada, that certain journalists had found refugees that had come to Canada over a decade ago or even longer, and they asked them to account for their experience. What was the situation like that they were escaping from? What was the transition into Canada like? What kind of programs were they involved with? How did they get connected to a job with so many years that have passed? How did they acquire their educational background? There's so many other rich resources that we have that I don't think we have tapped into quite yet in a formal manner. I think if we had mentorship programs to specifically connect previous Canadian refugees that either already have permanent citizenship to being an actual Canadian citizen themselves would be an excellent idea. They would be able to relate to those individuals much more than a government official or even a volunteer or a humanitarian aid, anyone that was from Canada. They're not necessarily going to even believe what is being told to them. It might sound too good to be true, or all of those programs might not pan out for those individuals and they might give up.